Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why was O'Neal removed before the eighth inning?
Just the energy and effort going down the line. You know, I think we were pretty clear the other day, and he knows the expectation going forward.
What was the conversation like with him? Was it just something, like you said, it was already known, or did you have to sit him down and kind of talk to him a little bit more?
I mean, we talked, but he knows the expectation, and right there, I think we fell a little short.
Yeah, he did fall short, and he left Don Kelly no choice. O'Neal Cruz grounds one softly to the left side. Throw to second for one. On the first, he should have beat it by 12 feet. And he came up about 10 feet short. And when you've gotten the stern talking to, and then you don't put forth full effort, there's nothing Don Kelly could have done other than benching him. Now, it makes me wonder if maybe he should have just benched him on Friday. But Don Kelly did, I think, what a lot of Pirates fans were wishing that Derek Shelton did for a long time. And we need to get into the O'Neal Cruz elements of all of this, of course, because not only is the guy not hitting and now making a couple of routine plays, not routine, in center field this last week, he's also not giving forth full effort. And that just can't happen. But I will say this is a feather in the cap of Don Kelly. I don't think Derek Shelton would have done this. And while the record under Don Kelly still has the Pirates over the course of a full season playing like 75, 76 win baseball, stuff like this makes me respect him more. So take it where you want to go, Doran, the Don Kelly route or the O'Neal Cruz route, but I was really disappointed to see that happen last night.
It very disappointing because, you know, just because Don Kelly didn't bench him the other night, you know, after the ball in the outfield, and, you know, I was a kind of a proponent of like, all right, you don't want to lose this guy too much, but that doesn't mean Don Kelly didn't have a conversation with him.
And it sounds like he absolutely did.
He obviously absolutely did, and that's even worse. Like, it's like, okay, like, I gave you a grace, I gave you a little warning. I didn't bench you. I didn't embarrass you. I talked to you behind closed doors and we discussed what the level of effort needs to be on this team. And then you go and do that, kind of slap me right dead in the face. The next, you know, last night you go and do that. Now I'm going to bench you.
Yep.
Now I'm going to embarrass you because you gave me no choice. And for O'Neal Cruz to do that, it's kind of the whole thing, right? Like, everything kind of leads to everything. It's like, you know, I always tell people, you know, whenever you have lower back issues, it usually starts from the groin, the hips, and everything, because it's all connected. Everything is connected. Usually one goes, and the other one goes, and then, you know,
chain
reaction, exactly. But this is starting to be a chain reaction to O'Neal Cruz's game as a whole, too. It's not just the effort, as you said, Crowley. It is at the plate. It is in the outfield. It's the laps, you know, at times, and, you know, the disinterest it looks like on his face to even want to be out there. I don't want to get too alarmed right now, too alarmed, but, you know, there's some red flags that are up right now with O'Neal Cruz for sure.
Yes, and it's a slap in the face to the game of baseball.
And the teammates.
And his teammates. This is not a trick question. Dom, are the Pirates better than the Brewers?
No.
Are they better than Texas?
No.
They're really not better than anybody.
Mm-mm.
You need to bust your ass.
Yeah.
You play a ton of one-score games. You have a losing record in one-score games. You've got one of the best young pitching staffs in all of Major League Baseball. If you're going to win games, it's on the back of your pitching staff, and it's by doing the little things right. It's by throwing it to the right base. He doesn't do that. It's by not winding up for 18 seconds before you try to throw out a really slow runner from third to home, which is what he did the other night. It's if you do make a physical mistake, don't let it turn into a mental mistake. And he did that on Friday when he boots that ball and then just his controller unplugs. If you're going to beat teams that have more talent than you, you need to be perfect in every other element of the game.
No doubt.
And you're not going to be. But that's what you need to strive to be. And so effort has to be non-negotiable. You ever see that show, The Bear? Have you seen that one, Dom? Because I don't think you have.
But I know the gist.
It's that kitchen in Chicago.
Yeah, the kid from Shameless.
Yes. Shameless. Great show.
Great show.
Big crush on Fiona. But then we named my daughter Fiona and ruined it for me.
I'm sure.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis in that?
She's yes. outstanding. She's the mom.
Yep.
I've seen episodes.
The right. Christmas episode, one of the best pieces of television you'll ever see.
At the table.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
I saw that.
He comes up with a list. Non-negotiables for my restaurant. Non-negotiable for this Pirates team needs to be, I hit a ground ball to the left side, bust your ass out of the box. You know, people have called O'Neill Cruz a five-tool player, and I would quibble with that because I don't know that he has a great hit tool, but one of the tools is running. He's as fast as anybody in Major League Baseball. For a long time, he's led Major League Baseball in steals. I'm not sure if he still does. Last I checked, he did. Running is one of the things he does best. He turned himself into Humberto Cota because he's not busting his ass down the line. That kind of stuff for a team that's trying to win in the margins should be non-negotiable. It needs to happen. And so I'm really happy that Don Kelly did what he did because O'Neill Cruz is one of the few good hitters on this team. And by sitting him down, you send a message to everybody else, hey, we're going to do this for our arguably best player. We'll do it to anybody else.
Anybody, right.
And you send the message, this is how we're going to play baseball. It's a slap in the face to the game. It's a slap in the face to his teammates. It's a slap in the face to all the fans who sit here and suffer through Pirates baseball every damn summer. Just go out there and run. And yeah, I know the score is 7-3.
Who cares?
I don't care.
Who cares? See, this is, and you know how I feel about this. And it's not just baseball. It's being a professional athlete. Like, effort is non-negotiable in every sport. You have to think about somebody's effort whenever they're getting paid. They're part of the 1%. And they're one of the best out there at what they do. And effort is in question? That bothers me more than anything on this earth.
Because ultimately, he's not making good on his God-given ability. And they showed a highlight of him in his first game the other day. And you see what he looks like now. He's obviously put in the effort off the field. He's built like a brick you-know-what house. He was a string bean before. That guy is all yoked up. So he's put in the effort in the weight room. I know he's been working hard to get better at center field because he has gotten better. Still, the mental lapses. He fails. But since May 1st, we're going on 2 months now, man. This is not an aberration. 2 months, 42 games. 185 batting average, 299 on base, 331 slugging percentage, 630 OPS. The guy's basically been Key Brian Hayes for 2 months. And he's way too talented for that to be the case. And so the question, I think, is an obvious one, and I think it's a fair one. Is he busting his ass? Because a player of his talent should never for 2 months be hitting 185. That is disgraceful. Based on his talent level. 412-928-9370. Mark Cabali, our friend from the Pat McAfee Show, he's a Steelers insider, he tweeted it out last night. Is O'Neill Cruz trying to play his way out of Pittsburgh?
It's a valid question.
I think it is a valid question.
Very valid.
Because you're looking for reasons to explain away why for 2 months the guy has frankly stunk. I don't think he's trying to play his way out of Pittsburgh, but the question is fair because of these two moments in the last week and because the numbers have been so bad for 2 months. I've come to the defense of O'Neill Cruz a ton. They screwed with him. He was a shortstop. They play him in center field in the middle of a season.
Your rival?
What?
He arrived.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said, and your rival.
Nope.
And I got confused. Rival. Yeah, he did not arrive. You were wrong about that, Doran.
Well, that's right.
You argued vociferously 2 weeks ago that O'Neill Cruz had arrived, and yeah, I tried to tell you he didn't.
Everybody knows that it was you.
Yeah.
Everybody.
O'Neill Cruz for a spell there, looked like he was a shoo-in for the All-Star game.
Yep.
And it looked like he was a shoo-in to, at one point in his career, make $200 million. They wrote about it in The Athletic. You couldn't put a contract in front of this guy that I'd feel comfortable with right now. And that is a stark contrast to the way that I felt just 2 months ago. How does this make you feel, Pirates fans? I'm sure that you're frothing at the mouth to talk about O'Neill Cruz being benched last night. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Do you think Derek Shelton would have benched him? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on this coming up next. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We'll also hear O'Neill Cruz's response to being benched. And will and should Don Kelly have O'Neill Cruz in the lineup today?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'Neill Cruz benched by Don Kelly after he didn't run out what turned into a double play. He absolutely deserved to be benched, especially because Don Kelly said he talked to O'Neill after his lack of effort on Friday when he booted that ball and then didn't chase after it. More Don Kelly on O'Neill Cruz.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
So that's a wrong clip. My bad. Whoopsie-daisy. O'Neill Cruz commented on being benched. He said through a translator, quote, "I accepted it really well just because we have two guys here, Kutch and Tommy Pham, who are really good examples. They always run hard. They always go out there and give 100%. This is a teaching point for me, and I accept the way DK came to me and explained and presented it to me." Okay, so he said the right things. After he talks to you the first time.
Right. That's it.
I don't understand, man, why you don't just run hard to first base.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that difficult. You should love doing it.
Right.
You open it up, show off your wheels. It should be a point of pride. You can't double me up.
No.
Like, I would think that would be something he wears like a badge of honor. I'm going to be one of the harder guys in the league to double up. He hits the ball so hard, sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. This was not one of those cases. If he was running hard out of the box, if he's running 80% out of the box, I think he's beating it out. So here's a question. If you're Donnie Kelly, you've talked to him once, you benched him last night, sounds like you talked to him again, sounds like O'Neill, at least according to him, got the message, do you bench him again today?
See, that's tough because he's in such a slump, and I need him to get out of a slump, and I need him to be one of my go-to guys.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, we're still trying to win baseball games here, and I want to win the series. And maybe he could be the reason why we win the series. Like, got to have my best guys out there, even though he's been not great.
You got a really good young pitcher going up against you today.
Right. I don't know. That's a tough call.
I think I'm doing it. I think I'm sitting him down because he might need to just be sat down.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, he's been playing a lot. They've sat him against lefties here and there, which I think is probably a good move because he's not hitting lefties at all. He's not hitting anybody at all right now. Maybe it can be a 2-for-1, Doran, where you send the message, you even cement it even more. Hey, we expect effort. You got benched yesterday. You have to sit today. And you also give him a breather. Day game after a night game. Let him think about his actions. And maybe he comes back refreshed and he starts hitting the baseball a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm starting to lean towards that. Yeah, sit him down today.
Send that
Skeens
message.
Skeens is going, right?
Skeens is going. They're not going to score for him anyway, so you might as well sit him down.
Exactly.
I think it's remarkable that the Pirates, while they don't have a winning record with Don Kelly, have a much better record with him than they did with Derek Shelton. And for the vast majority of that, O'Neill Cruz hasn't been hitting.
Right. Yep.
If O'Neill Cruz had been what he was at the beginning of the season, he'd have an 800-plus OPS, he'd have a few more home runs, you'd think he'd have a few more stolen bases, and you'd think the Pirates would have a few more wins. None of their stars or their highest-paid players are playing well.
Can we give credit to, you know, even, I know he hasn't been great, but, you know, at times he has been all right, the Horowitz and Nick Gonzalez just being back in the lineup, because they came back right when Donnie Kelly took over, right?
Horowitz not that long after.
Right.
Gonzalez has played about half the time.
Half the time.
Yeah, because I think it was his 20th game last night.
Okay.
And Horowitz is starting to hit the ball like the way we thought he would.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Gonzalez hits another homer last night.
Right.
Love this guy.
On fire.
I don't think he ever gets cheated for effort either, by the way. And I know Tommy Pham, for all his considerable faults, he doesn't get cheated for effort. Henry Davis, guy's hitting below 200, but at least he busts his ass all the time. I think Brian Reynolds, more often than not, is that same kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew McCutchen, sometimes it's hard to tell whether he's running one out or not because he just doesn't have the legs anymore, but he was never a guy that I ever questioned his effort. It's just super frustrating that you only have a few players who would be considered good that are in this batting order, and the guy who's clearly the most talented player on this team, not named Paul Skeens, he is your biggest offender. 412-928-9370. Don in PA wants to weigh in. Hi, Don.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, last night, watched the game. Definitely. I don't even want to say it was lack of effort. It was zero effort running towards the base. But for me, the best thing was the next inning when Andrew McCutchen gets up, plainly going to get thrown out, totally runs it out towards first to send the message.
Yes.
That, this is how you do it, and this is how you need to be playing ball.
I'm with
you. And he would be sitting today for me.
Yeah, you got to sit him today. You sit him today. He's not helping the team win.
Right.
So you sit him, and hopefully it sends a message, and hopefully he comes back the next day, and he's reinvigorated. I'm not predicting that that's the case. And even if it's not the case, you still do the right thing. I'm Don Kelly. I'm trying to send a message here. This is my damn baseball team, too. Like, it goes beyond wins and losses. This roster is so flawed, he can manage the hell out of this thing and be better than Derek Shelton, and they're still not going to finish with a winning record this year with him at the head of the ship. So it's got to be about a culture, too.
Yeah.
Culture is still a big deal in professional sport.
And setting it up for the future. Like, if I'm thinking I'm probably going to get this, or I might get this job, I have an opportunity right now to showcase what I can do. I got to set a foundation for the culture of the future, too. Like, if I'm going to be the guy, like, this is what the expectations are. This isn't the old regime. Like, we are going to try to head into a different direction. If I'm here,
yes,
I have to set this culture. So I am on board with sitting him today. Dom, would you sit him today?
Yes, I would. Okay. I don't think they will, but I agree with everything you guys said. You got to send the message. Although, Doran, you also make a good point that you also kind of want him to get out of this slump that he is in. I mean, he is striking out left and right, 0-for-4 last night. But in the end, I think to fix the effort problem, I would bench him today.
Do you think you need to play through slumps, or do you think you need a reset?
I think they've tried to play him through it enough that
right.
A reset would probably be good. I'm more inclined to agree with, I think, the way that your philosophy is. Play through it.
Mm-hmm.
He's played almost every day for 2 months.
I know.
And it's because they need him. They need him. And he has not delivered. Key Brian Hayes also not delivering. He got paid, making $7 million this year, not playing well. I don't really ever question his effort, though. Brian Reynolds has been a disaster. Let's just call it what it is this season. He's making $100 million. He's got an OPS under 700, but I don't ever question his effort. Guys are going to go through slumps. Guys aren't going to live up to expectations. One of the ways that you get through it is at least try your hardest.
Yeah.
How long is this slump going to continue, for God's sakes?
So, yeah, sit him down. I don't know if he will, though. I think that's a good point, Dom. I'm not sure Don Kelly is going to sit him today. I'll even get a little bit more respect for Don if he does sit him today. Send that message a little bit more. Because first it was a talking to, then it was a benching. Now don't play it all. Don't play it all. And if it's, I don't know who would play center field in that case, but whoever it is, I want to see them really running hard and really busting their tail. I got caught between tail and hump there.
Who would it be? I mean, Billy Cook is...
Oh, don't get me started there either. Rob from Chicago wants to chime in. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, guys. Let me tell you something. O'Neill Cruz needs a change of address. The guy is a space case. You've tried him at shortstop. He can't do that. You've tried him out in center field. He looks like a goof out there. And yet, he doesn't. I mean, you guys thought Gregory Polanco was bad. We watched that guy trip over his own feet in Wrigley Field. You thought he was bad. Gregory Polanco just is... Let someone else figure him out. Get as much as you can in return for him.
See, that's a problem I have with this, Rob.
Get Brian Hayes with him, both those two.
Just staple them together. You, thank you for the call. You'd be selling O'Neill Cruz at his absolute low point.
Yep.
His absolute low point. I don't think you can trade him. And I would listen on Cruz. If you get blown away, you do it. We talked to Dan Zangrilli about that the other day. I would not actively be looking to trade O'Neill Cruz.
But if there's a player that... a team that is pretty good can get the most out of, give me O'Neill Cruz. You know, we talk about Cabrian Hayes being that guy. O'Neill Cruz trumps Cabrian Hayes.
If they traded O'Neill Cruz, he would go on to be like this generation's Jose Bautista, who I think at his apex with the Pirates hit like 19 homers in a season. Then he goes and hits 60 or whatever it was in Toronto. You could see, you'd see O'Neill Cruz blossom someplace
else. Absolutely.
That's why... You would have to get blown away to trade the guy. Because for so long, in a lineup with like zero solutions, he's been one of three that you feel like you can move forward with. I don't want to create another hole. But right now, he's a hole on this team, the way he's performing and not competing. 412-928-9370. You can continue to weigh in on the O'Neill Cruz conundrum.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.